Wow, 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 wow. Here we are. Let's turn that mic down a little bit. Day 360 of hashtag 365. Crazy. You know what? As you'd imagine, as we're getting to the end of this 365-day journey, I'm feeling super reflective. You know, I'm scanning back through all my notes, listening to old episodes, reacquainting myself, reliving parts of the journey, which, by the way, I'm stoked that I can do. One of the benefits of documenting the entire journey every day, I suppose, I can jump back in, listen to things. There's so many episodes, isn't there, of me just falling off the wagon and messing it up spectacularly. You know, one of the topics that's jumped out at me, though, is something that I feel is so important to kind of highlight and revisit and bring back to the top of our minds during this kind of reflective stage, is the importance of doing things on purpose. I dedicated a whole episode to the importance of doing things on purpose. It's one of the core traits of successful people. And I don't just mean success in like the wealth sense. I mean it from a happiness and healthiness perspective as well. And so many people go through life with a general sense of what they want, and they kind of just bumble from one thing to the next, and they may get eventually to where they want to get to, sure, but it's a long and winding road, you know? People, you know, by contrast with purpose, they're holding a map, you know, they can see their goal, and their actions, their habits, their defaults, all the things we've spoken about, their way of life, their lifestyle is purposefully set up to drive actions that lead to that goal. That's the big difference. The goal might be the same. You may end up getting to the same place, but people with purpose have got a direct line to it, and people without purpose don't. You know, and in competitive fields, people without purpose, it's very, very difficult for them to find their way, you know? And when you actually stop to recognize it, you can see this in people. Yeah, I was watching a cookery show on TV last night. You know, it's like a classic thing, like a bake-off type thing. Loads of contestants, loads of judges, everyone having a go at cooking stuff and et cetera, et cetera. And all of the contestants had talent, no doubt. But there was one person in particular that shone out as not just having talent, but having purpose. You know, while some had gone on there for fun or to test their limits, or maybe their family and friends had encouraged them to, or they just wanted to give it a go, there was one person that was glaringly obvious to me. This one contestant had gone on with the express intention of not only winning the competition, but utilizing that platform as a springboard for some sort of life as an on-screen chef or cook or TV personality. You know, you could see it in the way she held herself, the way she talked. Even, you know how they do in these shows where there's like cutaways where you go and see what they're like at home and you meet their family and all that stuff. Even in the cutaway, it was full of purpose. The mum said all the right stuff. She said all the right stuff. They shot it in the right place. There was a sense of purpose to it. Anyway, the point is, I've gone into this journey with a clearly defined sense of purpose. And that's manifested as me losing weight steadily over the year on purpose. And I think that's just a really important thing to recognise. It was in the marketing, wasn't it? I mentioned this in the last podcast that I did on this. It was mentioned in the marketing for that Dolly Parton show, Dumplin'. Find what you want to do and do it on purpose. I think that is such an important mantra to live by. So I guess I'll leave you with this question on day 360. What is it that you want to do, and how are you purposefully attempting to achieve it?